This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Russian military transport plane crashed in a border region near Ukraine, and Moscow accused Kyiv of shooting it down, saying all 74 people aboard were killed, including 65 Ukrainian POWs. Russia offered no evidence, and Ukraine did not immediately confirm or deny it. Russia said the transport plane was carrying 65 POWs, a crew of six, and three Russian servicemen. Qatar says gas shipments are being affected by Houthi assaults as U.S.-flagged vessels are attacked off Yemen. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
One of the world's top exporters of liquefied natural gas is warning that its deliveries have been affected by ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The statement by Qatar Energy comes as an explosion struck near two U.S.-flagged vessels on Wednesday, traveling through a crucial strait near Yemen. The British military says no damage or injuries have been reported, and no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion has fallen on the Houthis. Officials with direct knowledge of the attack, who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, identified the vessel as the U.S.-flagged Maersk Detroit. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinians gathered at the site of an Israeli strike on Rafah, southern Gaza, on Wednesday and helped recover bodies from the rubble. The area on the border with Egypt is crammed with more than half of the Gaza Strip's 2.3 million people displaced by the fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas. Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. This is VOA News. Continuing attacks along the Lebanon-Israeli border are prompting warnings of escalation that could unleash a wider conflict in the region. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
Lebanon's caretaker foreign minister, Abdullah Bouhabib, in remarks to the Council on Foreign Relations in New York this week, linked the retaliatory aerial bombings to the war in Gaza.
It is minor fighting, and I don't think the intention is to have a big war. It has to do also with what's going on in Gaza.
However, analyst Dania Khalia-Khati points to Israel's increasing use of targeted assassinations of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders in Lebanon, like Wissam At-Tawil and Saleh Arouri, as potential triggers for a wider conflict with Hezbollah. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
The United States and Iraq are set to initiate talks on the end of a U.S.-led military coalition in Iraq and how to replace it with bilateral relations, four sources said on Wednesday, a step forward in a process that was stalled by the Gaza war. In doing so, the U.S. has dropped preconditions that attacks against it by Iran-backed Iraqi militant groups in Iraq first stop, three of the sources said. The U.S. has 2,500 troops in Iraq. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said she plans to stay in the race for the Republican Party presidential nomination despite losing Tuesday's State of New Hampshire primary to frontrunner and former President Donald Trump. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Haley vowed to fight on rather than drop out of the race. Trump won New Hampshire's primary contest Tuesday night, but not by the margins he'd hoped for a knockout blow, beating Haley by about 11 percentage points. That's a far narrower margin of victory than the former president and current Republican frontrunner enjoyed in the Iowa contest. And Haley is counting on it giving her the momentum to continue.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go. And the next one is my sweet state of South Carolina.
The next big test will likely be the South Carolina primary, where one average of polls put Trump 37 points ahead of Haley.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday declined to halt the southern state of Alabama from proceeding with the nation's first execution using nitrogen gas to carry out the death penalty on convicted murderer Kenneth Smith, who survived a botched lethal injection in 2022 that helped prompt a review of the state's death penalty procedures. The justices denied Smith's request to stay his execution scheduled for Thursday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.